Someday though.
Stand for the flag of the
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic of one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Coming all. And have our forum.
Yes.
I'd like approval of the agenda, consent agenda, and minutes from November 7th, 2022, please.
So moved. Second.
Okay. Any discussion? Okay. Hearing none. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carried.
It works.
Any communications? Okay. Items from the public. Oh, we have it here. Yes, Casey Johnson.
All right. I just wanted to come rumor on the mean streets of Raymond where Mr. Weiberg was out hunting last week. I just wanted to come one and see if you can come meet with me or talk about that crosswalk.
Yeah.
I got to get those ladies happy over there. And a couple of flow signs, whatever we can. That'd be awesome. And then I wanted to talk a little bit about that reader board idea. And do you think it would be beneficial to include the county somehow on that? Do you think that would help with the Department of Transportation? Because I know it's going to come down to some of that stuff, right?
So I don't know 100%, but I remember correctly when we did the sign, but somebody else had wanted to do a private sign on the highway, and basically that's a no-go. But I believe when they're like, for a community, there's no funding, you're not paying to use it. It's just a community board.
Right.
I think that it can be allowed, but I don't know if the county, I mean, it could hurt, but.
I have a question. What about McDonald's sign? Did they have to have that approved?
It's on the property.
What's that?
It's their abutting property. So their property abuts it, that whole piece there.
So it's on their property? Is that what you're saying?
Like Hawk. They had the coffee stand sign over it's covered now. It's not his property, so he can't have it.
I thought that was his property. It isn't?
But it's not for the actual business. It's a lot of control. It's like I think it's like 500 feet. But it usually has to be on the property, or you can get like one sign that can direct you to a business. I can't remember his name, but he wanted to do one he wanted people to pay. You know, he needed for a resource, and basically that won't happen. But I think they can have them when they're like nonprofit and they're a community.
What about the bank? The regulations that they had to do, that thing had to be so short.
There's still information, there's still stuff in there built in, but it depends on where they're located next to the highway and whatnot.
If the actual business is on site of where they put the sign, that's where the DOT allows you to do it. They won't let, like for my business, I can't put a sign on the highway unless it's through the state that directs them to my business, unless I have my business at the location of the sign, if that makes sense. It's a debacle, and I work through the state senator and the representatives, and there's nothing being changed because it's a scenic highway, Highway 101. So there's nothing you can do to get signage.
So what about, is the school classified as a business?
I think they would be able to. I think the main reason the other gentleman wasn't allowed to do it is because he wanted everybody to pay to use his sign he was going to have to run. I think if this is just the schools and it's a community resource, then I believe it would be easier.
Well, that was my whole vision kind of was, there's a dentist company advertisement, then a range of schools. Basketball one, and then I Elks Club one, and then the city and the school can both use it. And then my thought was, what if 101's flooding down here, or we have a slide north, and the county had the ability to call the city or the school and just say, hey, would you put it up? Road closed, 101 closed, 5 miles.
Mile markers.
Mile marker, whatever. Just for those emergency type situations, the county might want to be somewhat involved. I didn't know if that was worth our time and effort.
It might
be okay with the idea, but I'm pretty sure they would be, they probably wouldn't pay for any of it.
Well, no.
So I'm pretty sure that you can get, like,
I don't know that that's
support.
I think he just wants the town to name on it.
Sure, we could do it. I mean, if they needed it, they could use it. That was my whole thought. I just really wanted it to be a Raymond City, Raymond Schools.
That's not, doesn't they sell have a sign? Have you heard?
Yeah,
it's
probably
a
better school.
Yeah, it's probably on the property.
It is on their property.
But Montesano, it's not the school. The city has one on the middle property there.
Mm-hmm.
But if what Ryan is saying is a scenic highway, well, 107 is probably not designated.
Yeah.
So that might be our.
They do regulate billboards, like they're not allowed, and that has been there. So it may be a grandfathered.
No, that's new.
Is it? I didn't have the owner.
Yeah, it's been put up in the last 4 or 5 months.
Yeah, the rules for Highway 6, Highway 107, Highway 12 are all different than Highway 101. It's just kind of bizarre.
I can see that. And then the other last thing I wanted to ask you about was the city's ROC grant for the Parks and Rec. It was my understanding you guys might have Will Hanlon that's working on that. Well, Rebecca had brought it up to me and talked to me about it, and she wondered if I could come down and talk to you about it and find out how far along that is, where that's at. If it was a community parks and recs thing, you know, were there plans for 8th Street Park, you know, our track and field, you know, might be able to be part of that. The city use it during the summers, you know, for soccer and different things like that. I know in Adnan, I was really big into trying to do a lot of that stuff because they had the big Twin Cities sports complex, and they were always calling trying to use our facilities. So I just wondered where that was at, if there's anything the school could do to help with grants, and possibly, you know, upgrade our fields or even the 8th Street Park where our girls are playing that the city has. It would just be really cool to find a way, you know, to turf some of those facilities, have them usable year-round for the community and the kids. I'm just basically offering, if there's anything, I don't know how far along you guys are on that or what
they're,
you want to do.
They're working on a draft.
Okay.
So it'll be coming up soon.
Okay.
For the draft.
Well, maybe I will get a hold of me. I mean, I don't know. Anything we can do, I'm willing to go out and look for grants and help the city. It would help kids in the community and the schools. I mean, obviously, it'd be great. So,
in case you come or call me, we'll talk. I'm very familiar with Oxdale.
Okay. And I'm not, but I just know it might be an opportunity that we can do something, improve school facilities and offer stuff to the community. So, I want to make sure I'll call you.
Yeah. But we got to get that comp plan or parks plan done before we can apply.
Yeah, I figured. And I didn't know if you were close and I was missing.
We are pretty close.
Well, 6 months?
I think we're professional.
Okay. Well, I'll call you because anything we can do to help the school would like to be involved if we can.
Okay. Thanks.
Yeah.
Hey, any additional items from the public on Zoom? Okay, seeing none. I'd like a motion to move ordinance number 1915, amending sections of chapter 8.12, 14.4, and 14.24 of the Raymond Municipal Code relating to sanitation, water, and sewer service, utility charges, and fees. Whew, to a second reading, please. So moved. Second?
Second.
Okay, discussion?
Okay. I guess, why are we doing this?
You can go ahead.
Mostly it's to the rate change of the year. And then we've had some wording changes in the last couple of years, but it seems like we'll change it to try to really make it easier. And it's like something gets missed or it's not quite what we were thinking, people interpret it differently. So we just trying to a little housekeeping.
Perfect.
But it's mainly for the utility.
Yeah, it is a rate increase.
Yeah.
I mean, make no mistake. The city avoided that during COVID, which then put us behind. But we don't want to continually be behind. So this probably puts us not certainly ahead, but it may make us even. So
last year for this was 7% CPI. The year prior, and we did a 2, 2, and a 1. So we went a little bit backward, but this year's obviously it's 8.2. We feel like 4 gets us in the ball game.
And we did do, we took several businesses, several larger businesses and a few individuals and sort of looked at what this would, how the impact was. And it, at 4%, it's not significant. I mean, it was, I believe, $6 for a citizen or less. So, and for some of the larger water users, it's about 150. So we're not talking hundreds and hundreds of dollars. It'll be a small impact.
We did want to look at the businesses and how it would affect how we did it in Weyerhaeuser, and I'm just, this is in general. So, like I said, it's probably, we feel like it's good. We should be okay with that. You know, if we don't gain, we won't really go backwards. So,
you're treading water. All right. So, all right.
And putting it in that, those terms of, you know, what an average person can see, though, is helpful. And, you know, just the public maybe doesn't always remember, but these funds have to pay for themselves. And so that's what we have to do.
Yeah. Thanks. We buy a lot of stuff like everybody else. It's, yeah. It's all about it. So.
And boy, fuel, we all know, we see it at the pumps. The fuel costs, containers for their garbage are probably twice what we were paying, yeah, 2 to 3 years ago. Yeah. It's just
incredible. And then there's all the other fees and things that the state adds on to it that we have to account for somehow. So,
any further discussion?
I have a question.
Yes.
On water usage rates, it's $60.67 for the first 3,000 gallons.
Uh-huh.
The consumption rate per each additional 1,000 gallons of use shall be as follows. I don't understand. Next 7,000 gallons is $7.18.
Per 1,000 up to 7,000, and then from 7,000 to 10, it goes to
723 per 1,000?
Yes.
Okay. Thank you.
It matters more where else the large, the businesses, they're not using large sums. The nursing home uses a lot of water. Warehouse, of course, departments, stuff like that.
Okay, any additional comments? Hearing none, all those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carried. Okay, item number 8, Resource Solutions LLC Professional Services Agreement. This is in regards to the ambulance grant. There's a grant writer pursuing a grant for 2 ambulances for the fire department. I need a motion for the mayor to sign this agreement.
So moved.
Second?
Second.
All those in favor?
Hold it.
Sorry. Discussion.
I think I got my question answered. I was looking at the amount of money. I found it.
Okay. And just for your information, that amount has already been paid by North Pacific County EMS. It has already paid. It was paid last week.
Okay.
And in reading that agreement, you will see that I believe in the agreement, it says that the city will pay and North Pacific County EMS will reimburse the city, but it went directed North Pacific County EMS. And I mean, we certainly don't have to. We can talk about the elephant in the room if you'd like. I did send an email out to the agreement has already been signed. I was under time constraints and I did sign it, and I let the council know that it has been signed. But I am looking for the accounts as a little bit of a speech. All right, any additional comments? Okay, all those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed? Motion carried. And thank you for that. I appreciate it.
Okay, yes. I just wanted to thank Mayor Robert for her support in this and also council. She's been amazing, you know, team player with the EMS district and huge supporter. So this grant itself could be a real game changer for not only our department, but the entire.
What's the general lifespan of an ambulance?
It depends on its usage. 10, 15 years.
Okay.
Bill, would you tell them the two things that I was just blown away that this ambulance will have on what is the height of the lift and also the seat?
Absolutely. So as part of this grant, it can also include any equipment, specialized equipment. And one of those things we looked at are the self-loading gurneys, which would be a huge booster. If you look at the incidence of back injuries and the effects that can have on our department, this is one of the greatest things I think that come along in the last few several years. But basically, it's a power loading gurney that you can just dock it onto the ambulance, and it basically loads the patient itself. So a huge thing if you look at how much a back injury can cause. And also, we also put in for a CPR assist device, which working in rural areas like this with long transport times and limited manpower, it's basically a device that sits on a patient's chest and does quality chest compressions automatically. So it's a huge advantage for us. And so that's why we're really, really hoping for success for this grant, and it could really be a huge advancement for our patient care. So I guess I just want to thank the mayor and the council for your experience.
Cool.
The gurney alone,
it's pretty, I think it's pretty exciting. I'm hoping it all comes.
So, Bill, the self-loading gurneys, are you guys using motorized ones yet or still using?
We have a combination. Okay. We have the manual ones, which we've had for quite some time. Yep. We have two of those. We have the power-loading gurneys, which are not self-loading, but they're,
self-rising.
Self-rising. So, which that in itself was a huge step up. So,
yeah, I can imagine. Is there issues? I remember there used to be issues where like the power load ones and the manual ones didn't necessarily fit in that, like you couldn't swap them out. Is that a thing of the past? All these would be interchangeable with each other?
So power load gurneys would need to stick with the self loaders. That's a system itself.
Okay.
So you can't really, there's not a lot of swapping.
Yeah.
You have to transfer the whole loading device to another ambulance, which can be done. But
it just, I remember, very rarely we would have swap gurneys on rigs because you just never know. And so this limits that a little bit. You would need to upgrade all the ambulances to those to have total interchangeability.
To have total interchangeability, yeah.
Okay. That was my only question. Thank you.
Yeah.
Okay, any additional comments or questions? Okay, hearing none. All those in, we already did that. Never mind. Okay, moving right along. Item number 9, MOU between USDA Rural Development, Emergency Rural Healthcare Grant, and this MOU is actually, and with the City of Raymond, allowing me to sign this MOU. Do I hear a motion to approve?
So moved.
Second?
Second.
Okay, any discussion about the MOU? And it did go through the city attorney, and he did provide me a thumbs up and said it sounded good. Okay, hearing no discussion, all those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Okay, opposed? Okay, motion carried. Thank you, guys. All right, department head reports, Fire Chief Bill Didion.
Not a lot. That was our big excitement. First, navigating through some busy times, but all in all, going well.
Okay. Police Chief Chuck Spohr unfortunately has what's going around, so he is homesick. Public Works Director, Eric White.
Anything new to report? Any questions?
Clerk Treasurer Kayla McIntosh.
I have nothing to report this time.
All right. Mayor's comments. December 19th, I've already talked to Councillor Jones, potentially I may not be here. I have a friend who's having a knee replacement surgery and I'm her ride. I don't know how that'll all play out that day. So I may not be here. If I'm not, Steve has agreed to cover. I think it'll be a pretty light meeting. It'll just be the final reading on the budget. I don't know of anything else. You know, everything's pretty much winding down now for the end of the year. And I had sent an email out last month from Marine Resource Committee, and they were looking for somebody from the city to sit on their board. They needed a city person. And did any of you have any interest in sitting on their board?
Okay. I mean, I would if there's nothing else. I mean, if nobody else.
So do they need a Raymond person, or they're just looking for a city person? Not that I don't want you to do it. I don't want you to get drafted.
They were just, there was nobody here at the city who was interested, so I reached out to the council, So I could certainly do it, but I really am not very knowledgeable about marine resources, so I don't really know how beneficial me sitting on the board would be. So I think they wanted someone from the city per se, so...
I mean, the closest I get is that I eat shellfish. So I mean,
that would be as close as I would.
So I'm in the same boat.
So I'll just send him an email and just tell him that we're at this point in time, we just really don't have anybody that is willing or interested. And, you know, if push comes to shove, I'll bring it back.
But they are willing to take a community member too, you're saying?
I don't know if they are. And I will ask them.
I could do a little recruiting there.
Okay. I will send them an email and just see if they would do a citizen.
Okay.
I can do that. Okay. That's all I have for council comments.
Mayor comments.
I mean, mayor comments. That would be it. Council comments.
I've just a really quick one. The LB Raymond grants are moved up a month. They're due at the beginning of December, not the end of December. Always encourage the city to apply for them, and I make no guarantees of what will happen.
What was the date you said for that?
Beginning of December.
So, like next week?
November 30th.
Yeah.
And they're not printing them out.
They're not such a hard package to do.
Well, there is a form, so we are upgrading.
Nice.
There's a form. If you need a copy of it, let me know. I'll get it to you.
Cool. Think something again that we may need.
Yeah. Okay. Ian, how's the lighting project at the theater? Is it done?
I don't believe it is. Craig is on there. I will say that I helped pick the package and I helped connect them to the PUD, and that's kind of where I have stopped. But I know that they were going to call the PUD and get them in, so we might be able to get a rebate on it because it's LED lighting. So they're doing that. And then I know there were supply chain issues, and I don't know if Craig has an update or not.
Okay, he's shaking his head. So no, yes. Go ahead, Craig.
I sent an email last week requesting an update. I was told that ETC would have a update in mid-November. I have not yet heard back from my vendor as far as shipping dates or anything. I gave them an update a couple of weeks ago with December dates and some January dates, but those were going to be confirmed in November. So I was hoping to hear back from them today. I didn't get back to them before they closed in Central Standard Time to get you an update tonight. I'll pass an email along to Ian and Jeff when I get the response from my vendor.
Okay. Thank you, Craig. Okay, any additional council comments? Okay, seeing none, we'll be going into executive session. I would say probably no more than 20 minutes, and I'm hoping for a decision at the end of those 20 minutes. So, 6:24, we'll be going into executive session. Yeah, and return will be 6:44. So, Casey, if you want to go hang out in your car and come back, you can.
Yeah.
We're back.
Okay, I'm going to call this meeting back to order at 6:43. Do I hear a motion to approve the union contract for 2023 through 2025 for law enforcement personnel?
So moved.
Do I hear a second?
Second.
Okay, all those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed?
No.
Okay, one nay. Motion carried. Okay, do I hear a motion to adjourn?
So moved.
Second? Okay. All right. Okay, the meeting's adjourned. I'm not going to ask for a vote. And in the future, I will, you guys can just.